I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 3rd. A large house fire in Wollaston yesterday is under investigation. Flames broke out on the first floor of a two-family home at 85 Safford Street at about 2:30 yesterday and quickly shot right through the roof of that three-story home. Two people in the house escaped safely, and there were no injuries. However, damage was extensive. Firefighters were hampered by the high winds and frigid temperatures. The cause of the fire is under investigation. National Grid is promising to work on making electric service in Quincy more reliable. The utility company told the city council this week that they are working to upgrade equipment and infrastructure and will replace a major transmission line in the future. The company also pledged to better communicate any power issues with elected officials. State Representative Bruce Ayers of Quincy has filed a bill that would require Boston and Quincy to reach a mutual agreement about the planned reconstruction of the Long Island Bridge. Ayers' proposal would require all communities that have bridges in other jurisdictions to enter into an intermunicipality agreement before any construction can begin. Ayer says the goal is to improve communication and cooperation with those projects. Retired Quincy Police Officer Paul Tarowski has died. Tarowski died February 27th at the age of 61 after a battle with cancer. Tarowski retired in 2019 after a 36-year career with the Quincy Police Department. He was a lieutenant. Visiting hours are Thursday from 4 to 8 at Cohane Funeral Home in Quincy, with a 10 a.m. Mass Friday at Most Blessed Sacrament Church. There were 14 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 181. Quincy's positivity rate is 2.75%, and the city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 146 deaths. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 3rd.